The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You guys are eating dinner right now?
Yes, sir.
You're in the mess there at the academy?
That's correct, sir, yeah.
All right, and your name is R.C. Collins. You go to Bradley Military Academy up there in Altadena, California, right?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Well, tell my audience, because we were talking off the air, R.C. and I were talking off the air about a military tradition. I want to tell you something, R.C. My brother was in the shore patrol. When he was in the Navy, he was a shore patrolman, which means he was like a military cop for the Navy.
Yes, sir.
And he went into Tijuana and pulled a lot of guys. It was part of their job to go down to TJ and pull a lot of these sailors who were drunk out of some of these places.
Well, we're not talking about being some kind of a negative influence. It's just that, as I was saying to the man who answered the phone when I called, there is a military tradition in the United States military, and that extends to the United States Navy when they had the Naval Training Center down in San Diego, and also the Marines. For better or for worse, and it's difficult for people to understand this, but it is a tradition.
It's a tradition to do what? To go down to where?
There's a couple of clubs, but one of them's called a Double Siete, which is the double seven, and it's a tradition to go down there and see the donkey show.
And the TJ Donkey Show.
Yes, sir. And that's what we have asked for the right to do, and I know it sounds, you know, unusual.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 17.
But you're not even of a... First of all, you're talking about a... And for people who don't know, it's a show that involves bestial sex between a woman and a donkey.
Mr. Hendry, can I say...
Go ahead.
I want the people listening to know that this is not a reflection of anything other than a tradition for a lot of individuals who are going through boot camp in the Navy and in the Marine Corps of the Camp Pendleton to go to Tijuana on weekends to go see the TJ Donkey Show. And
Do you understand what this is, right? It is a degrading thing for a woman to be engaged in.
Yes, sir. I it's not about degrading women. It's not about anything like that. It happens to be a military tradition that it's difficult to explain it, I think, to a civilian, and that's it.
Well, explain it to me so I know. First of all, you're underage. Any guy that's in the service is at least 18, all right?
Yeah, that is correct, sir, but it is Mexico, and they don't have the same laws down there. And also, as a cadet in the military academy, which is what I am, it's my tradition. I'm in the military, and so it's not the same thing. And
What you're intimating is you shouldn't be held to the same rules.
Well, I believe so, yeah.
But what I'm telling you, if you got, you told me that your mother.
Yeah, my mother is the biggest impediment. My father understands on a certain level because he's a man and he understands what it is that I'm engaged in, which is to be in the military.
Look, for people listening right now, this is a very bizarre conversation we're having. You're claiming this is a tradition in the military for these guys down in San Diego, and the Naval Training Center's not down there anymore.
No, but Camp Pendleton is, and Navy personnel in San Diego and Marine Corps personnel, too, and any military personnel in California, it has been the tradition and will be to go to see the donkey act. And I don't mean this as a degrading thing to women, and
it's just
a military tradition.
But by the mere discussion of this, you're talking about a degrading thing that wouldn't even be allowed in the United States, and is not even American if you want to look at it that way.
It's difficult to explain it to civilians. I can't. You're a civilian. It's a tradition that I want to be involved in. I'm going to go over to Iraq, God willing, and fight for my country. And if the tradition for the military is to go to the donkey show, then we want to be allowed. And I'm not going to go there to degrade nobody. They just called last call on mess.
All right, well, hold on. let me just take a break. I won't take a break, but go and do what you need to do, RC. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with a young cadet from the military academy in Altadena, California. His name's RC Collins. The tradition of the military in California to go to the TJ Donkey Show is what he's talking about, that many men in the Navy, many men in the Marine Corps, must be some kind of a rite of passage. It's perhaps some sort of a hazing rite. Who knows what it is? It's not uncommon for a military to go to this. And you back? RC, you there?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something. What about females?
In the military?
That's correct.
My understanding is the females have taken it in, too. Not in the...
You're telling me that women in the military, Marines, Navy?
Well, some of them. Not all of them. It is mostly male personnel, but the women of the military of the America understand it. And I want to stress to the civilians that are listening, I love my country more than anything, and in my life, I was involved in a lot of bad stuff till I got to the military academy. Now all I want to do is serve my country, and I want to do it in the ways, you know, that...
No. I don't want to interrupt. You're giving a little bit of a speech here. I don't want to interrupt you.
But I want to serve my country, and I think to do that, you need to be involved in the military's traditions.
Well, this is not an official tradition, though. This is a tradition that has been sort of passed down from boot camp guy to boot, from recruit to recruit. One that is either done with or without the approval of the military authority.
Well, you know, you say with or without the approval of the military authority. I can tell you that I spoke with our Commandant Wireman, last week about it, and he understands and was clear. He understands.
Is this man a former military man?
Yes, sir. He was United States Army.
Well, there ain't no Army base down there.
No, I understand that, but a lot of the Army guys who come here go to the donkey, I mean to the Donkey Act, and I know what you mean about it being degrading to women, but women won't ought to be degraded feeling if they understand it's nothing more than a tradition of the military.
1-800-449-8686. You know, I got a couple of things I wanted to do in my show. I got your phone call. I understand that you're talking about this being important.
Well, everybody talks about talk radio. I listened to your show when you were on KFI, and I don't really listen to that station because they're not very interesting. But I thought you would have a comment about it.
I've never been in the military.
No, I understand that, sir, but you support our military.
I do support our military, but I'm not going to officially come out and... Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I'm not going to come out and say, if you're a Marine recruit or a Navy recruit, head on down to the TJ Donkey Show because it's part of your military tradition.
Well, you're not going to say head on down to the donkey, but you can at least say that you understand in a tacit way some of the traditions.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, I love your show, first. Second, I don't know who this joker is calling in from whatever academy, but I'm a staff sergeant in the Marines, and if you've never been in the Marines, first of all, don't talk about it.
Well,
second of all, you don't know what traditions are if you've never sworn in the Marine Corps.
Are you in the Marine Corps in California?
I've been stationed in California, yes.
Okay, so you don't know. You don't even know.
I just said I've been stationed in California.
Yeah, but this is a camp panel and recruit tradition to go to the donkey show.
How would you know? You've never been a Marine?
Because I've talked to the Marines and I've talked to guys in the Navy and they all say the same thing.
Okay, so you've talked to Marines and what did they say?
That when they were at Pendleton, one of the first things they done is go, because they were told you got to go down to the Donkey Act in TJ.
Why?
Because it's what they do. I mean, it's just a tradition that they have.
Yeah.
It's a degrading... Okay. Well, let me ask you, Jay. You're a Marine.
Right.
You believe, obviously, in the honor of women.
Of course.
Do you think that going down and seeing a woman degrade herself that way is something in the highest tradition of the Marine Corps?
Absolutely not.
Well,
and I can assure you, Phil...
Well...
Hey, and I can assure you and the little college kid that's on the other line, that if a Marine happens to wander into a show like that, it's because he probably has had a couple beers with his buddies, and that's where they end up.
Well, okay, so there you go. Is anybody going to give him a court-martial or nothing for it? No. Like,
it's far from a tradition, I can assure you.
I can tell you my brother was charged, when he was in the shore patrol, had to go down and pull guys out of places like that.
Because they were drinking, like this other guy said.
So what you're saying is that it's okay to drink, or it's not okay to drink, but it's okay to go see
If you go down to drink and you become unruly and drive in a military-issued Jeep, now you run over a man. Okay, what will that do? But you're not hurting nobody if you go watch the donkey act.
Other than the fact that as a member of the U.S. military, you are not representing yourself very well.
You're in TJ. No one cares.
Oh, a lot of those guys are in uniform. All right, Jay, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. It's a young man, and what do you want to do? I got love songs with Bob coming up. I've got a million things to do in a show tonight. I've got a young man on the line who is in a military academy and says that it is a tradition among military people in California. Now, many of you stationed elsewhere may not be aware of this, and I don't even know that it's true, to go down to the Tijuana Donkey Show. Now, the Tijuana Donkey Show is nothing that holds any interest for me, and I think any normal human being. It's a degrading act involving a woman and a donkey. And this young man, and I certainly understand that there have been members of the military personnel who have, as this Marine just said, have a couple of beers, go down and watch the thing. This young man, being a cadet, wanting to go into the U.S. military, wanting to go into the airborne, as he told me before we went on the air, he wants the opportunity to go to the TJ Donkey Show, too. 1-800-449-8686. God bless our military, but there's some places that maybe they even need to stay out of. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Please understand, especially women dialing in right now, I'm talking to a young cadet about a tradition. The reason why I like to talk with our military, because I support our military, but I don't believe that the Tijuana Donkey Show, and it's just my personal opinion.
I wanted to interrupt, Mr. Hendry.
Hold on for a minute, because my personal opinion counts. I'm a taxpayer.
Well, yes, sir, and I know that a lot of people sort of pull that one out when they want to say they know better, but
it's not pulling one out. I'm a taxpayer, and I support our military. I don't know that I want to see my men and women who are in uniform going down and doing that kind of thing.
That's fine, sir, and you're entitled to your opinion, but we're the ones putting our lives on the line, and if I'm going to go over to Iraq and threaten my life with a booby trap, you know, with a booby trap raghead or whatever you want to, or whatever you have, then I think the Tijuana Donkey Show is a small price to pay on account of that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeffrey? Jeffrey?
Hello, Jesse?
Yeah, is this Jeffrey?
Jesse.
Oh, Jeffrey. What is your name?
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Sorry, dude. Go ahead, Jesse. I'm told that you were with the 4th Marines?
Yes.
And then, RC, that's the oldest division in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, one of the oldest.
And my compliments to you, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that this tradition, me personally, has never heard of anything like that. I went to Pendleton.
Were you at Pendleton?
Camp Pendleton, San Diego, TJ, right around the corner. Okay. And I would never...
Did you go down into TJ?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You must have heard the guy say, let's go over to the donkey act.
I never heard that. In my 4 years being stationed in Pelton, I never heard that.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
First of all, Mr. Henry, I think a lot of guys are protecting the tradition.
Well, this guy's telling you straight on, and you've heard two Marines.
Everybody... Okay, let me ask you, have you ever heard of the TJ Donkey Show?
like I said, I personally never heard of it.
You never even heard of it?
Nah, when I go to boot camp, the tradition is to go to boot camp, you graduate, and...
Yeah, but you're in San Diego.
You go to your unit.
But you're down in San Diego for a while in boot camp. Everybody knows you go down to TJ on account of the donkey show and stuff you can do.
A lot of guys go to the bars in TJ because, you know, it's a little bit of freer atmosphere. A lot of guys go down to Tijuana to get... have a couple of few brews, you know, a few brews, but this donkey show that you're talking about...
Well, you've heard of it, Mr. Henry, haven't you?
I heard of it, yeah, and I heard a lot of the old-timers talk about it, yeah.
Okay, well, one of the things I did, I grew up in L.A., so I figured I'm going to San Diego, I'd go to TJ, exactly, go to the bars, hang out, have a good time.
Right.
Go to San Diego, party in San Diego, and that was it. I would never, and even if my friends would talk about it, think... That would be pointless. It'd be a waste of time to go see such a show as that.
Well, but I mean, you must have been of a pretty low rank then.
And well, what are you going to be, a general?
That's pretty funny. No, you don't have to be a general, but there's a lot of Marines that know, and maybe Jeffrey, or I mean, is your name Jesse?
His name's Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah. Maybe they thought you were, you know, kind of, I don't know, like religious or something. Like,
nah, I was never religious. I was never religious. You know, I followed the traditions. I picked up sergeant in 3 years. And
but I mean,
I had friends who live in San Diego also. So that's one of the reasons he would take me to TJ to all the spots.
Right.
And we wouldn't waste our time at such a place like
that. All I'm saying is, you got to be in the loop. And there's a lot of Marines.
Well, what do you mean the loop?
You got to be in the loop to know about the donkey. And
well.
What loop would that be? Would that
I'm just saying, Jeff. This is
low class loser.
Well, I guess it's a compliment to you, maybe that. You know, we don't want to. Better not ask Jesse. It'll just harsh our buzz going down for the donkey act.
Harsh our buzz, Jay. Bring Jesse along, and it'll just harsh up the buzz watching the donkey show.
Well, but. All I'm saying is, I know a lot of Marines have told me about it, and we asked for permission, and our mothers are not yet letting us get permission.
You're 17, dude. You're not even of age. You go down below the border, and something happens to you, get into a fight, I don't know what's going to happen, and then you're going into a donkey show.
Yes, sir, that's correct. But I'm in a military cadet, so all bets are off.
What's that mean, all bets are off?
Yeah, I think this guy shouldn't be talking until he actually goes through a Marine Corps boot camp or... A real military.
Was you?
All right. Hey, Jesse, thanks for calling.
But was you a captain or anything?
What's that?
Was you ever a captain?
No, I was enlisted. I made it a sergeant.
Well, see, they probably...
Well, I didn't have any staff sergeants. I didn't have any lieutenants, any captains, any gunnery sergeants. Anyone who's been there 20 years...
Tell them that they...
Even talk about it.
All right, Jesse, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kathy on the Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi. Okay.
Yes.
So, donkey show or no donkey show, this guy has a weird obsession with this ability to go do this. But what bothers me the most...
It's the military
tradition.
It's
not even,
tradition.
Oh, calm
I'm
down
I'm
about your military
eat,
tradition.
I'm
whatever.
Ready to eat my own
You're not even in the military
country.
Yet.
I'm in,
okay?
I'm in the Academy of the Military.
You're 17 years old. Oh, my God. You don't know anything about life yet, so calm down.
Oh, my God. Mr. Henry, she just called me a dick.
No, she did not. She said calm down.
Oh, my God.
You don't know anything about life yet. You're 17. I didn't call you any names. I wouldn't do it. Listen, my point is, what bothers me the most about
Are you military? Are you military?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, then how do you get in on this discussion?
Hold on. For the same reasons.
I'm a human being with a point of view. An educated, intelligent human
being
with a point of view.
I want the lady to be allowed to say what she wants to say.
What bothers me the most, even the donkey show, it's a matter of him sort of expressing this feeling that because he's going to go to Iraq, because he's in the military...
Yes, ma'am.
He gets special, you know, dispensation. There's no rules. Rules don't apply. I mean, no one cares because it's TJ.
American people,
you said nobody cares because it's TJ. Is it okay to rape Iraqui women if you're in Iraq?
She's anti-military, Mr. Henry. She thinks all military are baby killers.
Why you feel
she
like
thinks
you
they're
have...
all baby killers.
I didn't hear her.
I think there's a lot of fine military
You're the kind
men
of person that spits.
Our country, so you're wrong.
You spit on the military.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you do.
You're a lunatic.
No. Then why'd you say I'd rape an Iraqi woman? What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
All right. Are you going to be quiet and let me tell you my point?
No.
If
when you accuse me of being a
rapist, where the rules don't apply.
Well, why don't you go out to Tijuana and have sex with a zebra?
Well, hold on. Kathy, hold on. And you too, R.C.
That's uncalled for, accusing American military of wanting to do those things.
Hold on for a minute, dude. She might be anti-war. Maybe she's got an axe to grind with the military. But let's listen to what she has to say. And besides, you're the guy that wants to go down there and see a woman having sex with a donkey. Because it's a military tradition. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to a young man who's a military academy cadet on the Tijuana Donkey Show. Why can't he go see it? It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I have a young cadet from a military academy on the phone. His name's R.C. Collins, and you are, and I appreciate your love of the military. Please appreciate your love of your country. You're talking about wanting to go to something that you call a military tradition, which is going down to Tijuana, Mexico, in Baja, to the TJ Donkey Show, and watching a woman, which I think, R.C., degrades this woman, watch a woman having sex with a donkey.
But again, I got to clarify, this is not about seeing a woman do it to a donkey or anything else. It's about the military tradition of the American Navy and Marines when you're in boot camp at the training center of the Naval Training Center, what used to be there, it's not no more, is to go and they all say, come on, you got to go down to the donkey show. And you go in there,
and then you watch this despicable thing happen. Sex, you know that that's animal abuse, if nothing else, man.
How do you figure that?
Are you kidding me? Are you in a school? You're in a college preparatory school? That's not like animal abuse. It's just, it's degrading to the human. It's abusing the animal.
See, you're a civilian, though.
It's got nothing to do with me being a civilian.
They don't have PETA and TJ. That's the other thing that you forget. They don't have PETA, and they don't have the ASPCA, and there's no old lady coming down there wanting to put a bandana on the donkey and sunglasses on him. And that's what they do in America. So which is worse?
Are you kidding? Which is worse?
Yeah, that's a good question. What about these old women that put sunglasses on donkeys, and they put a hat on one in Green Acres?
Are you putting me on, man? Putting on sunglasses on a donkey and a hat on Green Acres ain't the same thing as some foul display like the one you're talking about.
Well, either way, it's a military tradition, and it doesn't have nothing to do with the traditions of the civilians. How do you know the donkey is not enjoying it on some...
Come on, man. Don't even freaking go there with me, all right? We're talking about a dumb animal. 1-800...
See, that's degrading to the animal, and...
What, that I called him dumb? You think putting a straw hat on a donkey is worse than what those people are doing to the poor animal down there?
Oh, first it was about the lady, now you care about a donkey with sunglasses on. You need to get your head flushed out, new guy. If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang. And...
Hold on for a minute. Here is Belinda on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Belinda.
Hi. I'm a Republican, and I support our troops 100%.
Thank you.
What they're doing over there is incredible.
Thank you, ma'am.
However, I think that, first of all, the 17-year-old shows his maturity as a 17-year-old, and I think that maybe there needs to be some more psychological testing to be done before these boys go over and represent our country.
Well, you'll have to test everybody
it's
in the Marine Corps and everybody
shameful.
In the Navy, because it's a part of the tradition of the... And, you know...
It's shameful.
Well, I mean...
But you know what it shows?
A lot of those good young men over there in Iraq have been to the donkey show. Now what do you think?
But you know what? It shows that you're a follower, not a leader. And you have no...
You have to be a
right and ability to even be over there.
What, I'm not supposed to take orders?
But you know what? Maybe you should stay home, get some counseling.
Yeah, you don't know anything about it.
Go to college. Do something here.
You ever had anybody in the military?
Yes, I have a brother that was in the military. My father was in the military. And that's besides the point. The point is they would not even consider something like that.
Your father and brother went to the donkey show.
Ooh,
that's got to hurt.
No, sir. Right there shows his maturity.
That's insulting the woman, okay?
Yes, yeah, he's rude, obnoxious.
I'm rude. You said I need a head shrinker. Your brother and dad might have been to the donkey show, but they won't tell you because on account of their gentlemen.
Okay, sir, can I talk to Phil Henry, please?
No, I'm the guest.
Phil, wait a minute, the lady wants to talk to me.
I'm the call-in guest.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
He shows his true colors.
Hold on. Would you stop doing that?
She's purposefully trying to not talk to me, Mr. Henry, a member of the military.
You're in a military academy.
I'm going to go I'm ready to eat my guts for my country, and I want to go down and watch a little old donkey act.
It's scary that he would even be over in Iraq. Scary.
Ma'am, there are millions of young men and women deployed in Iraq right now that are serving you very admirably. You want to know why? Because for 4 hours on a Saturday night, they watched a lousy donkey.
You know what?
Yeah, you know,
you're a waste of my time, and you know, I think you have many viewers that would wholeheartedly agree with me.
They're called listeners.
And
it's radio.
He needs some help. Thank you, Mr. Henry.
It's radio, not TV.
I appreciate your time.
Jesus.
All right, thank you very much. Why wouldn't you let that woman talk? You kept interrupting her.
Because she's got a brother and father that was in the military, and she can't bring herself to realize that maybe they went for 4 hours on a Friday night to just simply relax and forget about the stresses of the world, watching a woman and a burro.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let me go over to DJ. DJ is military. Go ahead, DJ.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to call. This is the first time I've heard your radio program, but hearing this guy is making me laugh and cringe all at the same time.
Are you military, sir?
Yeah, I've been in the Marine Corps for almost 17 years,
okay,
and I'm a gunnery sergeant.
Did you go down to Camp Pendleton?
You continue. You need to understand one thing. You are not in the military. Granted, you're in an academy, but you got to be of age to join.
Right.
Once you join, then you go through a rite of passage. That's called boot
camp.
After you go through boot camp, then you earn the title of Marine, or you will become a sailor or airman, what have you.
Is your name
DJ?
His name is DJ.
Because I was going to say, BJ, how do you command the respect of your men?
You don't,
well,
kid.
For one, you do things honorably. And one of them is being honest. And it is not honest to say that this is a military tradition. This may be a tradition of individuals, but military traditions are things such as wearing different types of badges, patches, what have you on your uniform. That is a tradition. A tradition of a mess night where military individuals get together and have a dining in.
Well, yeah, that's what the general wants you to do and stuff, but the enlisted men want to go down to the donkey act.
See, that's funny. I don't know of any enlisted guys that want to go down there and see a bunch of donkeys that,
well, do you know, sir?
That are,
he's a sergeant,
you know, what I would consider reputable individuals.
Sergeant. In
Gunnery
Sergeant, sir. In Guadalcanal, Ed Wood was a director, but he was in the Marine Corps, and he landed at Guadalcanal. And guess what he was wearing under his uniform? A women's pair of panties. You didn't know that neither, did you? That was in the movie.
All right, so Ed Wood was a cross-dresser.
It was in a movie. It must be true.
Well, he was. He existed. What's wrong with going to TJ, having a cold Tecate, and watching the donkey do the old hee-haw? I want to eat my guts for my country.
Well,
boy, kid.
Law.
Have a cold Tecate and watch a donkey go through the hee-haw routine.
Well, Jesus. If you think that's what the military is about, man, are you going
to
be hurting?
No, sir, I don't think it's what it's about. I just think it's necessary to see it before you can go over and shoot people and stuff.
So you got
to see a woman with a donkey before you can.
You know what? The donkey's pulling the trigger, so what?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We'll continue with this young man who is a military cadet, quote, ready to eat his guts for his country, end quote. So why can't he go to TJ to watch a donkey do the old hee-haw with a cold Tecate? By the way, I'd like to thank members of the military who've called in tonight trying to set this kid straight. It's amazing how one boy in a military academy thinks that he's right, and literally six or seven different veterans of the Marine Corps are wrong. What are you doing?
Well, you're stuttering it out. Let's just spit it out there, Ace.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, pure exhibitionism. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I haven't seen the movie.
In the movie Ladder 49?
The Ladder 49 movie? That's about firemen.
Yes, sir. This is a tradition that extends beyond the military.
Well, you're telling me firemen go to the donkey show, too?
They have it in the movie.
All right, I'm going to get a couple of people. I got Jim hanging on. I got Lloyd. Let me bring Lloyd on first. I'm going to bring Jim. They're both veterans. Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, is this the program?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm calling to address the young man who is...
Why don't you spit it out?
Yeah. Let me tell you what I'd spit out. I'd chew you up and spit you out.
Well, I'm just saying, why don't you say what you...
Let this gentleman, you're a Navy veteran, right, Lloyd?
Yes, sir, I am a United States Naval veteran. And I went to boot camp in San Diego, California. I went to the Naval Training Center. My squadron was based out of San Diego, and I went from there directly to Korea in 1951. And this kid, boy, what I wouldn't give.
Yeah, wouldn't give to do what? Something sexual?
You know what? That's just like you to say something like that. You got donkey shows on your mind, and you're probably, that's all you're thinking about is a donkey.
All right, hold on for a minute. Let me get Jim on the... Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling in regards to this young man who thinks that it's a military tradition to see a donkey show.
That's my understanding, sir, based upon Marines I talked to in the California portions.
Well, I've known many military men. I was in the military myself. I had relatives in the military, and I've heard about the donkey show, and I do know that the military I do know the military in these days and past days uphold the highest standards for the military men and women of this country. They are not into bestiality. They are not into degradation of women. But as a young man, when you do turn 18, if you take it on your own to go down to TJ and see a donkey show, keep in mind that when you go down there with that type of an attitude as a representative of our military and of this country, that they may, in fact, put you on stage and have you engage in sex with that donkey that you are so interested in.
Well, just because that happened to you.
You know, this young man has no respect at all for the traditions of the military. And
what, are both you guys saying you were in the donkey act?
No, they're not saying that.
I do hear the giggle from this 13-year-old who's trying to pass himself off as a 17-year-old. And he does have a long ways to go
what
to
military,
grow up.
And
quite frankly, I have problem thinking that he would even pass the psychological examination that they would put him through.
You went to Tijuana to see the donkey show. Why don't you back me up instead of pretending like you're all outraged? Listen, you listen to me.
I'm not outraged. It's a fact of life.
And you listen to me and you listen good, young man. Yes, we did go to the donkey show. And you know something? It wasn't something that we blathered all over creation. Now you come on the show, and you tell everybody and their half-brother, in your little squeaky girl voice, you calling me queer? Well, you know what? If the shoe fits, and I can tell...
Gentlemen, okay, let's talk about what Jim just said. It's a degrading thing.
The thing I'm trying to tell you is you don't get on a radio broadcast programming and say, hi, I went to the donkey show. What a miserable piece of...
Yeah, you're upset because they probably put you on stage, you and Jim, wearing bonnets.
Are you listening to this, kid? Man, you know something? In a second, I'll come through the phone, and I will do things to you that you only dream about.
Yeah, I bet you, dude.
Can I get some backup from the other military? What's the other military?
Yeah, this is Jim. And,
yeah, let me
and
get
I
a little
like
bit.
I would like to say to this
young man. Hey, let me ask you, Jim, how'd the stirrups fit?
That if he quit choking his chicken, that he wouldn't be squeaking so much.
Yeah, you ought to know they put you in stirrups and a bonnet.
You know something, kid? We both served our country. You're at the military academy doing the bidding of the commandant on a Saturday night. Ooh, that's got to hurt.
Oh,
I'm surprised that you're even trying to pass yourself off as being into a military academy because I have trouble thinking that you have the intelligence to even pass
you're
the minimum
to pass
standards
yourself
to
off.
Be into a high school.
What?
Never mind, Jim. I'll take it from here, this little turd.
Hold on for a minute, gentlemen. 1-800-449-8686. This kid for a military academy kid, he sure has got a lot of disrespect for guys in the military. I'll bet you the stirrups fit. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You flip a bone in a Korean War veteran and you pull back a bloody stump.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hold on, guys. Now, I got Mr. Bonafide. You're a naval veteran, and this young man.
The point that I made to him earlier.
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, why don't you be quiet? The host wants to talk. You know, you.
Hold on, guys. I just want to say that what we're talking about here is this TJ Donkey Show. You're a Navy veteran. You've seen this thing. This young cadet wants to see it.
Mr. Henry, there was a beautiful article in the North Dakota newspaper today, because I get all the newspapers online. It had the story of a little four-year-old girl who goes to school on a mule. And,
oh, my God, you're all turned on by a kid on a mule. What a sick creep.
Okay, that tears it.
Now, hold on for a minute.
No, I'm going through the phone. May God forgive me for what I'm about to do. Gladys, where's the Vaseline?
Well, I don't know. It's in the closet. Why? Never mind.
Hold on for a minute.
I'm going through the phone.
Wait a minute.
What's he going to do?
Up to the phone.
Oh, my God, he's in my house!
That's right. Daddy's home.
Ouch!
Yeah, how do you like them apples?
A third grader on a mule, and you call me a pervert? Please call.
All right, hang up on both of them. That tears it. I'm going through the phone. Gladys, where's the Vaseline? I'm done with this, man. No more Donkey Show, ever. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.